Thank you very much, and thanks for the questions. I try to answer one by one. So maybe start with the question from France. Yes, indeed, we thought about that because there are, like you said, basically similar requirements in other regulations as well. Well, the difference, and I guess you are aware, the difference is that this is an autonomous system, whereas the others are assistance systems. So I think this is really the basic difference why we see that for an AKS system, there needs to be this kind of requirement, whereas for an assistance systems, which is when really closer to human driving, there's still the human driver who shall be able to deal with such situations, like a human driver is also dealing with that today. So this is a fundamental difference why we see that even the wording is the same. We need to have this kind of requirement for the ALKS regulation, but not for the assistant system-related regulations. Then with a question from Denmark with regard to M2 and N2, yes, you're right. We thought about that. We thought also that because of the exposure, which is much, much higher on the highways for the M3 and N3 vehicles, this requirement would also be or would only be necessary for M3 and N3. So we try to be as moderate as possible in that situation. So that is for exposure reasons. And to the third question from Norway, yes, yeah, as you indicated, there is no such system for N3 vehicles now on the road, so we don't have experience with that. However, we have experience with accident data in Germany in particular, where we don't have a speed limit, a general speed limit. So I think different from other European countries, we have a situation where we can have on the target lane a vehicle approaching with 250 kph, and the sensor systems will not be able, according to this regulation, to detect them in time and handle the situation within the requirements which are in the regulation for the lane change. So that is the reason why we need an additional requirement, as it is theoretically that's true, but it's also practical because in praxis we have these situations on the road. So I can prove it, I can give you evidence, I can also give you accident data where we have such kind of situations. So from that point of view, it's not just theoretical, but in the end, extending it as a requirement for an ALKS system for N3, yes, it's a theoretical consideration. Thank you.